God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In fact, you know, a real sobering thing, Brother Kenneth Hagin said he was in a meeting one time, and the pastor and his wife, he stayed with them in their house all the time he was there, and said this man was having a few physical problems, but it was nothing real major, you know. The man got up and forgot something at the service. He started to make an announcement and got it twisted around, got it messed up. And when he got home, his wife lit in on him and said, you know, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're getting old or something. I mean, you can't remember nothing. You're losing your mind. Uh-oh. And Brother Hagin said the whole week he was there, she just talked to him like that almost night and day. Well, you sure botched that up. What's wrong with you? You can't remember anything. You're just getting where... Something's wrong with you. And he said the man had stepped over to the parsonage to do something, and they had just served him lunch, and he got up and was helping her dry the dishes and standing there at the kitchen, and the Holy Ghost spoke to him. He said, you tell her this. He said, I don't want to tell her that. He said, you tell her what I told you. He said, sister, he said, the Lord told me to tell you, if you don't quit talking to your husband like this, you're going to talk him right into the grave. You're going to talk him into an early grave. It made her mad. And people don't realize the power of words. See, if he gets to believing, something's wrong with me. What is wrong with me? Brother Hagin said he had messed up just as bad on some of the announcements and stuff. I mean, just because you got tongue-tied or got something mixed up, you're not supposed to go, well, I guess I'm just getting old and can't remember anything. That's how you lose your memory. You understand, there are people 100-plus got a memory just as sharp as a tack. And other folk that's 45 can't remember anything. It must not be just age. I said, it must not be just age. And people don't realize how serious it is, especially around somebody that you're around night and day, that they listen to you. And sometimes even when people act like they're not paying attention to you, still, if you hear it night and day, it can get in. Something's wrong with you. Boy, your memory's going. Something bad's wrong with you. You don't look right. How you feel? Your side's hurting again, ain't it? You know, ain't no telling what that is. You know, Uncle Benny, his side started hurting. 3 days later, he was dead. Now, this is the way the enemy works, you understand? And if you get to sitting around going, my Lord, that is what happened to him. Ooh, it does hurt too. And you get to focusing on that, you're developing faith in the problem. You develop faith in sickness, faith in dying prematurely. Instead of, you're supposed to resist. Let's say you have an awful symptom. You have a terrible pain. You have a terrible problem. That's the moment when you're supposed to stand up and go, uh-uh, no, I'm not dying with this. No, sir, I will not die. I will live and declare the work of God. If you forget something, be a perfect opportunity. Thoughts come to your mind. You're slipping. Yep, you're getting old. You ought to take that opportunity to say, I have the mind of Christ. He makes me of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. I used to tell my students every morning, I'd have them stand up and we'd say, I'm quick, I'm sharp, I'm good looking, very rich, and a major blessing. Amen. Help your kids to say that. Let me say it again for you. I'm quick. I'm sharp. I'm bright. I'm good looking. I'm very rich and a major blessing. That's me. That's you. Is that right? Amen. Don't talk this old stuff and can't remember and symptoms and problems. Jesus had to get people out, sometimes out of the town they were in order to get them helped and get them healed. Why? Because there was so much doubt and unbelief in that area. Now go with me to Luke, the 11th chapter, I believe it is. No, what did I do? I wrote over the wrong number and messed it up. I am quick. You got that right. Thank you. Thank you. That is exactly right. Yeah. Luke 10. God, it's also in Matthew 11. You ready? We're going to Luke though. Luke 10. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, remember what town he got him out of. It was what town?
Bethsaida.
And if you do a little reading, you can find exactly where it was. It was kind of on the north east side of the Sea of Galilee. And read in this passage what another thing that was said about this city and another one. He said in verse 9, Luke 10:9. He said, heal the sick that are therein. He's telling his disciples that he's sending out what to do. And he said, say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But into whatever city you enter and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaves on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Now let's just stop right there. Do you know that Jesus never accepted any challenges to prove his message? They threw down challenges to him. They said, you know, we've heard about these things you did in these other places. Do them here. Remember they said more than once, give us a sign. Show us a sign. What are they saying? Prove it to us. Demonstrate. Did he ever do it?
No.
He said, no sign will be given to this evil and wicked generation. Right? Why? They're telling him, we don't believe it. Make us believe. Prove it to us. That's not how it works.
Amen.
Believe and receive.
That's right.
Doubt and do without.
That's right?
Right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Right.
Even when the most important thing, the new birth, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized will be saved. He that believeth not will be damned. Right? Amen. How's it work? Believe and receive, go to heaven. Reject and doubt, go to hell. That's the way it works. If it's that way with the most important things, it'd be that way with lesser things.
Yeah, right.
Now keep reading though. Well, no, first of all, you understand what he said? He said, you go to a place and you preach and you're ready to minister to people. And if they say, we don't believe that, we don't accept that. He said, you go out to the city limits and you say, all right, look here. We told you. Your blood's on your own head.
Amen.
I don't think people have understood, because we got a lot of preachers that are beggars.
Yeah.
And Christians that are beggars.
Yeah.
Phyllis was working for an insurance company, working with some insurance companies one time. And this guy called her, and he was a character. She was having to wait on the phone with him while some things were being checked and done. And he actually, I guess, kind of starts flirting with her on the phone. Is that right? And I guess she was kind of quiet on some of it. And he finally begins to tell her about this girl he had been dating that was crazy. Said she went to church all the time. And said she went to that church where they believe in miracles and talk in tongues. Phyllis got even quieter. Finally, he said, you go to church? She said, yeah. She said, you're not like them, are you? She said, yeah. Then he went into this deal about how all his family had been praying for him. And about how, I guess, his family had prayed and this girl had prayed for him and prayed for him. He said, but none of it did any good. He said, in fact, he said, you know, I think I may be the Antichrist. And that's what he said. I think I may be the Antichrist. He said, but you going to pray for me? She said, no. I told her later, she ought to have said, what? She ought to have told him, what good would it do to pray for the Antichrist? She said, no, I ain't praying for you. She said, if you're stupid enough to go to hell, I guess you'll have to go. You know, it takes different bait to catch different fish. And see, his family and his friends had been pleading with him and begging. He'd mock their prayers, make fun. He don't understand what's going on here. You know, you hear ignorant people talk about, I'm going to hell, all my friends are there. I ain't afraid of hell. You ain't got a clue what they're talking about. It ain't funny. I mean, it's not something to play with. And yet millions are playing with it like it's not a big deal. He said, oh, and then she said he changed his tune. He said, oh, come on now, you're going to pray for me. She said, no, I ain't wasting my time praying for you. She said, you've already made up your mind, hadn't you? Said, you might be the Antichrist. He said, well. He said, no, you're going. And then he tried, then he's asking her, well, now you're going to pray for me, right? She said, no, I ain't praying. I told you, no. Now get this. They went in there and they preached. And the people said, we don't believe that. We don't want nothing to do with that. And so they all knelt down and said, please, please, please believe. Please receive. No. They went out to the edge of town. And so we want you to know we have done our job. And I don't even want any of this unbelieving dust. This place is full of unbelief. I don't want this unbelieving dust on my shoes. Your blood's on your own head. And leave. Go to the next place. Is that what he told them to do? Keep reading. He went on to say, he said, but you tell them, be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near to you. You had your chance. Don't you remember Jesus looking over Jerusalem and weeping? And said, if you'd only known the hour of your visitation. What was going on? Who is here? What message is being taught and preached for you to believe and receive? But you didn't know. Now you're going to be destroyed. This is happening all through the earth. Isn't it? How we ought to honor the message. How we ought to love the word. How we ought to receive it with open arms. Amen. And what benefits we'll receive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Man of Bethsaida, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R829. That's R829, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.